May all Christians stand up. All Christians who know Christ. Every born-again believer. If you're not a born-again believer, just stay sitting. But if you're a born-again believer and have respect for God and what God is doing, I would ask for you to stand, because the revelations that are going to flow in this house this morning is very important to everybody. Revelations from God, from the Holy Spirit, from the Lord Jesus Christ. God love everybody. God love all of y'all. Everybody in here, I want you to know God love you. Now, I said to my wife, when Bertha left her body and they called and told me, notice how I said it, when she left her body, I said, heaven is in an uproar. There's some shouting going on in heaven right now, partner. Bertha turned heaven into an uproar. Now, I have to preach this message not pastorally, but prophetically. It's going to be a prophetic message given to us today, to the family, and to all the loved ones who have come to share with the family. I will not be speaking pastorally. You know, they got five ministry gifts. This will be a prophetic ceremony. And before we sit down, I'm going to pray a few minutes. This is not per se a funeral. A funeral is a ceremony, but this is a spiritual graduation that calls for a celebration. Scripture speaking, we're not dealing with a dead woman. If you believe the scripture, rightly dividing the word of God, a Christian can't fully die. A Christian leave the house where they were and they have another home. So Bertha just left. Her time was up here in this earth suit, and now she in the presence of God. When you see it like that, you'll have sorrows for separation temporarily. Are you following me? And this is the way this message is going to be preached, as celebration of a graduation. So we're not here for a funeral, we're here for a graduation. Now you have to think in the spirit, because God is so happy this morning that we're coming from just a flesh death, and we move it into the realm of the reality of God through Christ made it possible that you never have to die once you accept Christ. Now, we're going to have hurt. We're going to have separation. We're going to miss Mama and miss Miss Bertha, but Bertha was a ooh, Lord. She up here telling me what to say now. This is where I want you to preach my funeral. Preach my graduation. Remember graduation, not funeral. Graduation. Funeral is corner. They brought a funeral. Thank God for the funeral and all that. But that's just a corner part. The spiritual part got to be handled different. So I'm going to ask you to do something else now. Some of y'all might not never have done this before. I'm going to ask everybody to lift their hand before God, not me, before God. And then while you're lifting your hand, I want you to know that you're preparing yourself to hear from God. You're saying, I'm open, God, speak to me. I'm not going to be bashful up in you. I'm not going to be contrary. If you say something to me, Lord, I'll receive it. Now, Father, we thank you for every person that's under the sound of my voice. Thank you for this family. I cover them with grace and glory. And let the word of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasant in your sight and their sight at this celebration. Thank you for everybody. Thank you for the young lady who spoke so well. Thank you for the song. And we give you the glory. Now open your word to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much. You may be seated. So we are in a celebration. We're in a graduation. For being in the spirit world quite some time, I found out that the spirit world and the natural world have different type of lifestyle. Once you step in the spirit world, you step in a world that can't fail. Boyce was such a love of God, and I know where she got it from. The same person who taught Bertha to love God taught me to love God. A man by the name of Albert Dorville. He loved God. Well, you walk 3-4 steps with him and the conversation changed. He's not going to stay in the flesh. Not too long. Everybody who knew him, Albert Dorville, he get right back in the spirit. He taught me how to love God. How many of y'all in here love God? Well, that means we're a family, right? So that means we know how to flow with one another. Right? Amen. And so there are some things going to be said here that are real powerful. It's so powerful. She gone to heaven with shouting. So if Bridget gonna shout, I'm gonna shout with her. I'm not gonna be all sad thinking that God don't know what he's doing. How many Christians I got in here? All right, y'all tie in with me now for a few minutes. There's a scripture here in John chapter 11, verse 25. Sisters was in trouble. Their brother had died, per se, naturally. But Jesus showed up. It seemed like something happened when Jesus showed up. And then he said, wherever two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be in the midst. So therefore, today, he's in our midst. Because more than two or three of us up in here know Jesus. He said he'll be in the midst. And so what I want to be revealed to the family today, that Bertha is all right. Matter of fact, Bertha is better off than you and I. We got to go back in and fight this traffic, fight life. Bertha don't have to fight that anymore. And then remember now, the Bible says, talks about 70. That's 70. And say by reason of strength, 80, that's 80. Bertha went 3 over that in her physical life. She have eternal life, but she went 3 over that. Now the Bible also talk about 120 years. And then in the 91st Psalm, it talk about a long, satisfied life. I don't know how long that is. But they're all out there before you if you want them. Now Bertha was the chief intercessor in my ministry. And baby, she had me covered. When we had intercessory prayer, She'd walk the whole church. She'd go all the way to that wall, come back around, you know, speaking in tongues, laughing and jumping. Yeah, you ain't saw none of you never saw a Bridger shout. And so here in this scripture, Jesus talking to these two sisters in John 11:25, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection. Now, I like those two words, I am. And then he said, I'm not only the resurrection and the life. And then the third part of that verse, he brought us in, brought both in. He that believeth in me, though he was dead, good God Almighty, she's still alive. I said she's still alive. And you're going to have to ride that revelation by faith. Yet shall she live. He said he. But yet shall she live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me, wow. Look what he said. Shall never die. And then at the end of that verse, it qualifies or disqualifies you and me. After saying all that, Jesus said to them, "Say, not only were you going to be able to travel in this dimension, believest thou this?" You have to believe that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead was living on the inside of Bertha. Bertha not here. We here to celebrate it, but Bertha not here. And all Christians need to know that. We need to know, we need to not let the natural take over, our senses take over, our flesh take over. We're born of God's spirit. And if we're born of God's spirit, we live on another level. You don't live a normal life. The church is not Walmart. You go to Walmart shopping for certain things, but in the church, you got a different shopping list. The church is a place of the spirit, is a place of anointing, is a place of everlasting, is a place of eternal, is a place of power, is a place of love, is a place of faith, is a place of overflowing. It's a place of grace. God favors on us. It's a place of glory. It's a place where a way can be made out of no way. It's a place where joy can overrule all sorrow. Can I get two Christians to say amen? Amen. See, we're a family. We're in this thing together. I don't care. You might not like a way a certain person act, but you can't not love them because you're a Christian. I wrote down, she going to heaven with a shout. She moved in her new house and home. The Bible said, absent from the body, present with the Lord. So we're here to celebrate. I'm not going to be long. We're here to celebrate a spiritual graduation.
Yep.
You are not at a funeral. You are not just feeling sorry, down and out, like you don't have, watch what I say, divine, supernatural connection to another world. Let me say that again. Divine, supernatural connection to another world, and that world is not temporarily, that world is eternal. God is a spirit. Are you following me? Now, there's anointing in these few moments. There's anointing going to ride in this place, and I would like for you to taste it. The Holy Ghost going to help Bertha family celebrate. The Holy Ghost is going to help. Anybody know the Holy Ghost up in here? Anybody ever been touched by the Holy Ghost up in here? Anybody would not mind if the Holy Ghost touched you right now? Anybody in here ever shouted before? Anybody in here, and your boy, all right, boy, I'm going to tell you that too. Anybody in here ever been blessed before?
Yes.
Anybody in here know God is a good God?
Yes.
Heaven is in an uproar now. And again, I said, boy, your life was touched, taught by our father how to love God. And I wrote down there, my daughter did not die. She made a transition to another life called eternal. John's Gospel, chapter 14, in John's Gospel again. Now, very familiar voices to anybody who's been in church at any time. We talk about a house of many mansions. The first verse says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Then it goes on to say in the second verse, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told, Jesus talking, would not have told you so, I go to prepare a place for you. Then Jesus said in the third verse, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, could God Almighty. There you may be also. Then he says, and whether I go, you know. And the way you know. How many know the way here? You better hold your hand up. You better hold your hand up. How many, God looking at you. How many of y'all know the way? How many of y'all know the way in here? See what I'm saying? You've got to testify. If you're a child of God, you can't hold back. Do you know him?
Yes.
Do you trust him?
Yes.
The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. What did he say you do? Direct your path. Come on, family.
Yes.
Let's get a flow in here for a few minutes. Come on. Don't be stuck up. Flow with the family. We want to rejoice up in here. We want to get happy in here. We want somebody to, if you don't do it, I'm going to do it. Somebody to shout for Boyd up in here. I'll shout in a minute. I know God is real. I know somebody needs to shout up in here today. Boyd want us to shout. Boyd is a shouter. Boy just sitting in the service a little while, but ain't gonna sit long. Boy gonna be up on, and I ain't talking about just with your mouth. I'm talking about the whole body. I'm talking about like that. Boy just shout. But you know how many of y'all know how to praise God up in here? We here for a celebration. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We here to be with the family. We here, but boy just looking at us. You know what Boyd say? What you sitting down for? Don't you know the Spirit moving? We're not here to celebrate a dry woman. We here to celebrate a live woman. I'm talking about live. I'm talking about live. And we're not here to be all sad. Just sad. No, there's got to be some gladness here, because if not, we're disrespecting Jesus. He paid it all. Are you listening to me? Jesus wants us to know how to walk through the valley and the shadows of death. You find that in the 23rd Psalm. He said to me, tell them and remind them she had her business fixed with God. Look at 1 Corinthians 6:19. 1 Corinthians 6:19. She had her business fixed with God. How many of y'all know Bertha had her business fixed with God? You could talk to her about 3 minutes. That conversation gonna change. Now I'm the same way. I don't talk too long. You talk a little while, and then I'm gonna go to quoting the scripture or something. Cause I can't. I'm just like Bertha. I can't get him off my mind. He's in here now. I said the Spirit of God. Somebody getting healed right now. I said somebody up in here right now, on behalf of Jesus and behalf of Bertha, somebody done come to this celebration and you getting healed right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. Would you say he talking to me? Scripture said, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, what you have of God, what? And you not your own. Go to the next verse. Woo! Bertha was bought with a price. You were bought with a price, therefore what? Where? And where? What's your God? So you don't only have a body, but you have a spirit. Right? Your body, your physical body, one day we're all going to leave these physical bodies. But thanks be to God, God through Jesus Christ provided that we got another body. A body that will never die, a heavenly body, a heavenly body. Are you talking? Are you hearing me? Yes. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say glory to God.
Glory to God.
So she left 2 Corinthians chapter 5. I'm almost through. Woo! Hallelujah. I want to walk up. I want you to watch the Spirit of the Lord come upon me for Bertha. I was a pastor for many, many years. Bertha is part of what you said need. She's part of this whole auditorium. She helped me to build this ministry for God because she loved God so much. She's a prayer warrior. She taught many of my girls how to pray and how to get in intimacy with God. Now look at this scripture here. Jesus. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When I look at you, give me a little smile or something. Don't be sitting up here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm trying to close. I'm trying to let the Holy Ghost hit this place. I say I'm trying to let the Holy Ghost hit this place. You ever been to a place the Holy Ghost hit? I said, have you ever been in a place the Holy Ghost hit? I mean, he take all your attitudes and all everything from you, the Holy Ghost. You just get happy and get loose and then praise God and kick your leg up and shout, jump, run. You ever been in a meeting like that? You ever been where the Lord put his hand on you? Where the Lord put his arm around you? Hug me, God. I didn't hear you. Hug me, God. I didn't hear you. Hug me, God. Heal me, God. Give me some extra years, God. Boy, you're shouting now, boy. Yeah. Woo, Lord have mercy. Glory to God. God, you got something. You got something. You love God, don't you? Yeah, I know you do. Hallelujah. I can feel it on. I can feel it on you. Hallelujah. I'm almost through. Shoo. I might make the mayor shout today. He up me up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now notice these words. This is part of the celebration. For we know. Good God Almighty. We're not guessing about it. For we know that if our earthly house. Now, saying an earthly house means we must have a heavenly house. Bertha left her earthly house. But Bertha's still alive. She's now operating and functioning in her heavenly house. Is anybody else here got a heavenly house? Anybody else know that this is not your original home? You're not going to stay here. You got to leave here. But do you have a heavenly home? For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, good God Almighty, we have a building of God. A house not made by hand. Eternal. Never have to die no more. Eternal. In the heaven. Give me the next verse. For in this we groan. Sickness and disease and undesigned to be clothed upon. Ooh, Lord. Was our house which is from heaven. How many of y'all got a heavenly house? You better hold your hand. I'll be looking at you. I'm putting you on the spot. He's looking at you. You might not want to raise your hand, but you better raise your hand. You won't go to heaven. You better raise your hand. Come in the next verse. Come on, I got to close, man. Come on. Come on. We just celebrating. If so be that being clothed, we should not be found naked. Go to the next verse. What? For we know that in this tabernacle, we do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise his holy name. So she was always close to the good shepherd. Let me read this to you. When the Lord gave me, I was praying. She moved in our new house, our new home. Absalom, the body praying with the Lord. We were able to celebrate a spiritual graduation. I told you that, right? She went through every grade at the top of her class. So therefore, she graduated in supernatural favor, carrying the presence and power. Bertha preached too. She's robed now in the glory of God. You cannot preach, be a Christian, and going around all natural, because Christianity is a supernatural transformation in life. And so boy, the earthly house, there we got it. And when you're going, you're not going to bury boy. You can't bury boy. Boy, to go on, baby. We just giving respect. But you can't bury boy. You see, we got to, as Christian, we got to get from this corner aspect of thinking and get into a Christian aspect of knowing. You can't bury a Christian. Could they leave before you get there? Y'all heard that? So Mama and all y'all not burying her. Y'all can cry a little bit if y'all want. Just go ahead and cry, but you ain't burying Bertha. Bertha left before you buried her. I'm going to leave before they bury me. You better leave before they bury you.
Hallelujah.
Isn't that sad?
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! How many of y'all never said hallelujah? Anybody here never said hallelujah? Well, let's practice today. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
See, boys are telling me to do all this. So Boynton wants y'all to get alive. Boynton wants y'all to be free, to cut loose from this world and catch a hold of God. It's nothing like being close to God. That's why I understand Boynton. So Boynton close to God. Her daddy, me and her daddy walking and walk three steps, and he go to talking about God. Walk three more steps, he go to talking about God again. And it got on me. I said, you can't be around me long. These boys can tell you. You can't be around me long. I'm going to change the conversation. Chapter 4, verse 14. I'm going to talk about God. Now, if you don't remember nothing else, I have here in these notes, she moved, but she didn't lose. A prophetic graduation into the presence of God. See, this is a celebration. This is a graduation. A funeral is a ceremony. A graduation is a celebration. You understand? And whenever you, anyone else die physically, you don't want no funeral. You want to know, and it's prophetic, that it's a graduation. So we can celebrate. Huh? Absent from the body, present with the Lord. She only walked through the shadows of death. The temporary separation must be sustained by the grace of God. Keep fighting the good fight of faith. For our assignment is not over yet. She's talking to her children now and talking to the rest of the family. I know this daughter, she is not weak, and she don't want weak people around her who don't know how to keep trusting God. I believe angels escorted her into the presence of the Father. Are you going to prove faithful to the end of this usher's journey? She did. That's why I know it's well with this precious child of God. I said I know it's well with this child of God. When God got his arm around you, nothing can stop you. Nothing can tear you down, because God is God all by himself. He got the power. He got the glory. He got the grace. He got the understanding. He got the wisdom. God holding Bertha's hand right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And Bertha's shouting all down the streets. All up in the, everywhere, just shouting. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I'll be able to shout for, somebody help me shout for Bertha. Help me shout for Bertha. Now you got to shout. Come on, shout for Bertha. Hallelujah. Ooh, Lord. She graduated. The Bible says his wound is for our transgression, bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was on him, and with his stripes we're healed. I heard he make a way out of no way. He's a good God, isn't he? How many know he's a good God? The psalmist said, the Lord, is my shepherd. Do I walk? I'm going to walk. You don't have to run through the valley and the shadow of death. I fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. The rod and thy staff, they comfort me. He prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemy. Anoint my head with oil. My cup run is over. Surely. I said, surely. Somebody help me. Surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. Now I dwell in the house of the Lord. How long? How long? Somebody tell me. How long? Forever. For if you're in here and you're not right with God, I want you to come to the altar.